Okay. Thank you, Jesus. This is Sunday morning, 1/17/2021. I have the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The name of this is As the Waters Cover the Sea. Lord says, your world is out of order. How did it get so bad, you might ask? Men have loved the world over my word. Men have strayed from my word and my ways, and this has caused them to embrace the curse and lose out on my blessing. I'm going to look at a few scriptures throughout this. It's a short word. 1 John chapter 2. The truth is, words have made this world. Words. It made the first one. I mean, in the beginning, it was the world. God restored everything on the earth by his words. So what we see today is a result of words. All right, this is 1 John 2:15. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And the Lord says there's a new day dawning. This is Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Like one of the passwords, the Lord said, where sin has abounded, grace will much more abound. Okay, Hebrews 8, there's going to be a narrative change. When God's word begins to infiltrate, it's going to change the hearts of men and minds of men. Okay, Hebrews 8:10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, write them in their hearts. I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. I heard someone say yesterday, and I'm not sure who it was, but they were talking about, it was Scott McKay. They were talking about the weapons that they have, that they can stun people and just put them out, and then just they can just cart them out without killing them. He said, it's not their goal to kill everybody. Their goal is to take these people and reprogram them. How do you think that's going to get done? The Word of God. Because some of them are victims. Some are MK Ultra victims. Yeah. If a man walks in my word, the blessing is automatic. If a man walks by this world system, the curse is automatic. As my word begins to infiltrate, the hearts and minds of men will change. The curse will be reversed and the blessing will begin. This is the dark to light process. Whether apparent or not, it has already begun. In 2021, the restoration has begun. It's imperative that the pyramids be left behind. I want to show you this first meme. Well, here we go again with, there it is. You might have seen that. These are all deep state structures right up to the top. It's so small in the top, committee of something, but down in the bottom is us, debt slaves from birth, school, labor, taxes, debt, and retirement. Sheep at the beginning, sheep at the end. Then it goes up to Secret Service, police, military, courts, prison, government, media, education, world population control. Then it goes to the corporations, like Walmart, Exxon, Nike, Apple, Adidas, Shell, Visa. then on up, world resource control, like tax revenue, central banks and interest revenue, world financial control, think tanks, committees. See, all the way up, it's all control. All those control the sheep at the bottom. Okay, Isaiah 55. Verse 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fig tree, or the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So that's darkness to light. That's this restoration that's going to take place. A mindset change is coming to the nation. A complete about face to all that is good and righteous. Okay, with that, turn to Isaiah 58. Well, I'll get it here in a minute. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have ye fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your choice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I've chosen, a day for man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? It is not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. That thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine help shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy rearward. How do you say that? Rearward. Then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, he shall say, here I am. If thou shalt take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob, thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. So So that kind of sounds like Nasera with the release of, you know, now us no longer under the burden of debt. Now we can be open-hearted and open-handed to help others. That's foremost in our minds, not making a living or trying to get by. Yeah. Okay. All right. I got a few things here I want to read. I'll just keep it on this one tape here. Just more information. Just some thoughts about what's coming here. Homeland Security is preparing to mobilize the National Guard. We already see that happening. Preparing to dispatch them across the U.S. with the military. They will also call in first responders. They're preparing to announce a nationwide two-week quarantine for all citizens and all businesses closed. Everyone at home. They will announce this as soon as they have troops in place to prevent looters and rioters. They will announce before the end of the weekend, within 48 to 72 hours, the president will evoke what is called the Stanford Act. The president will order a two-week mandatory quarantine for the nation, stock up on whatever you need to make sure you have, you know, what you need. All right. Like I said, everything that I read here, take it as a grain, because there's a lot of information out there, and discerning what's right and what's not right sometimes is difficult. This is by Joe M. The storm is upon us. Friends, I have to go dark for a little while. This is literally the definition of precipice. Only when did it's because that word last week I had was about, we were at the precipice or Wednesday night. If there ever was one, next week, either Q turns out to be an elaborate, well-intentioned hoax promising a level of control that patriots never had, or we are all about to watch the Red Sea part and the unfolding of a new biblical level chapter in human civilization. I believe it's the second one because everything I've studied for the past 3 years points to the certainty of light overcoming dark. Remain strong in your faith that God wins and get ready for the world to change forever. I believe that exactly. Okay. All right. A peaceful transition is coming. POTUS Trump will not be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. POTUS Trump will be sworn in as the 19th president of the United States of America on March 4th. Allow me to explain. You believe you live in a nation called the United States of America. That nation has not functioned or been operational since 1871, when this country became additionally a corporation owned by the City of London. Every time you see an American flag with gold fringe and gold tassels attached to it, it represents the corporation and not the country. This is the reason that you can never seem to get ahead financially. This is why the law seems to always be stacked against the average citizen, while the wealthy and elite literally get away with murder or worse. If Biden, Harris, Pence, Pelosi, etc. are arrested for their crimes before the 20th of January, there will be nobody to assume the presidency. Since POTUS Trump was not certified as the presidential winner by Congress, he cannot remain POTUS. See, it's under the corporation. It'd be just as illegal for him to do that. Yeah. Okay. If the 20th of January there's no POTUS, the corporation known as the United States of America will be dissolved. Our military will be the guardians of the nation during this transition period. The American people and the world will be shown in irrefutable proof that the election was stolen by foreign entities and the POTUS Trump was chosen by the American people by a landslide. POTUS Trump will then assume the presidency as the 19th POTUS, following the last POTUS elected before America became a corporation. That was Ulysses S. Grant. Now, I don't know all the particulars involved. However, I do know the end goal has always been the destruction of the 1871 corporation and the return of the Republic of America, to we the people as the constitutional republic it was originally founded to be. The following 6 weeks are going to be chaotic. Be certain to have plenty of food, water, and candles. You may be shut down for a time. Comply with the National Guard and the United States Marine Corps. They are here to help. They've sworn an oath to the nation, not the corporation founded by the Act of 1871. Be vigilant. Pray. Your nation is dependent upon you. Your nation is about to be returned to you. There was a general, I forget his name, that rebuked Nancy Pelosi in Congress telling her he didn't work for her. She wanted, what was it she wanted?
5,000 Marines to protect them.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Against the president.
Yeah. Big bad John. Oh, Lord. Okay. All right, this one is before it's news. Inauguration canceled. Trump remains in office.
What was the title?
Inauguration canceled.
Before the...
The title of it, well, it's by Before It's News. Before It's News. It's the outlet. Inauguration canceled. Trump remains in office. ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, MSNBC to lose licenses. Yeah, they need to. Says Joe Biden's inauguration has been canceled, but you have to understand too, and what I think it was Simon Parks that said this, don't be surprised if they don't try to do a CGI to make people think there was one when there really isn't one or hasn't been one. It'll be a fake. Okay, it's been canceled. President Trump will remain in office, and the Chinese Communist Party propaganda media outlets like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC would soon be off the airways, according to President Trump. I have invoked the Insurrection Act of 1807, Section 10, U.S. Code 13251255 to address the treasonous rebellion conducted by Democrat and Republican lawmakers, CCP agents, that's a communist Chinese Communist Party, FBI, Department of Justice, the CIA, others to dismantle the United States of America and its Constitution, President Trump declared on Thursday, January 14th. These entities pose a direct threat to national security. I will remain president indefinitely until all domestic enemies are arrested. President Trump invoked the Insurrection Act after another assassination attempt on him last Saturday morning, January the 9th. According to his intel, Chinese Communist Party agents, the FBI, Department of Justice, CIA, and others of the deep state have, with the help of the mainstream media, long been planning to dismantle the U.S. and its Constitution. Of course, none of these treasonous acts have been reported by the corrupt mainstream media. Trump had evidence that the MSM was embedded with CIA and Chinese Communist Party agents, whose sole purpose was to direct public opinion toward a deep state agenda. During President Trump's 4 years in office, he and what has been referred to as the Alliance have been fighting this cabal, a Satan-worshipping force composed of 13 Satanist bloodline families out of Italy, the Vatican, the UK monarchy, the British M16, Chinese Communist Party, the CIA, the FBI, Department of Justice, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and certain Republican Democrat lawmakers. Another attempt on his life was the last straw. Since that Saturday, the 9th of January, the U.S. has been under an abbreviated martial law with President Trump as Commander-in-Chief and General Flynn in charge of the military. As such, Trump has signed multiple executive orders that, among other powers, allow for military arrest and tribunals. Soon to be acted upon are well over 222,286 sealed indictments. Now, there could be up to 99 people in each one of those indictments. We're talking about, it's a bunch of people. Sealed indictments against political and global elites filed in federal courts across the nation. By the law, with the Insurrection Act in effect, Trump would remain president indefinitely until all domestic enemies are arrested. He would soon take down the mainstream media. Okay. I'm drafting an executive order to take the following propaganda outlets out off the airways, and that's all of those I've listed already. I'm also working with the FCC to pull their licenses. We have evidence that all of these media organizations employ agents of the Chinese Communist Party, as well as embedded CIA agents whose sole purpose is to brainwash, hypnotize, and direct public opinion towards certain agendas that support the left and deep state. These organizations are a threat to national security, and virtually nothing they report is actual news. It's no small task to take down the cabal. Military and special forces units have been deploying all over the U.S. in 400 plus cities. Right now, there are over 15,000 troops in D.C. Now, I think it's 21. According to Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, special forces units have overtly infiltrated Antifa and Black Lives Matters and made silent, covert events. That same Saturday, January 9th, POTUS and the Department of Defense postponed the 20 January presidential inauguration. Intel sources claim that if Joe Biden was not inaugurated, there were corrupt FBI plans to help stage Antifa and BLM violence in D.C. and at the 50 state capitals from Saturday, the 16th of January, through Wednesday, January 20th. That's why they're warning all Trump supporters don't go to the capitals. Biden couldn't be inaugurated anyway because of the Insurrection Act that demanded Trump remain in office until all domestic enemies were arrested. A corrupt mass media has refused to report anything but their left-wing agenda, believed paid for by the CCP. Thus, the president has announced he would soon activate the emergency broadcast system. This was expected during what has been referred to as 10 days of darkness or media outage. Doesn't mean no lights, it means no TV, no internet. With the EBS, everyone would get alerts on their phones, TV, radio, and internet that would override other broadcasts for several hours at a time. The broadcast would explain the silent war happening across the globe between the cabal and alliance. This week, Trump intel providers Robert David Steele and 107 explain this may not be until... It may not be over till April 1st. Anyone, including Fox, who refuses to broadcast the president of the U.S. faces loss of their FCC licenses as well as criminal punitive actions, perhaps a military takeover. On Wednesday, the 13th of January, in an urgent message to the American people, President Trump called for peace. Intel sources were reporting that riots were planned in D.C. and across the nation. He condemned the rioters at the state capitol, as well as a recent assault by social media on our freedom of speech, and then activated military forces to quell unrest. The recent violation of social media platforms to censor freedom of speech was of concern. Donald Trump Jr. to the rescue. Donald Trump Jr. announced that a new social media platform was coming soon called the Freedom Social Network. More important, President Trump had officially shut down the cabal's USA Inc. and restarted a restored republic on the 4th of July, 2020. As part of that plan, President Trump's Space Force has been involved in worldwide blackouts in multiple countries as Alliance Special Forces units made arrests. Overnight to Sunday, the 10th of January, multiple arrests were conducted, including in Frankfurt, Germany, home of the CIA office where Dominion voting machines illegally charged Trump votes to Biden in the 2020 election. Over last weekend, French and Russian alliance military leaders, special force units, took out deep staters in Italy, Pakistan, Berlin, and Paris. By the first of the week, they had moved to Iran, where they caused blackouts in order to target global and regional terrorism. By Tuesday the 12th, the White House had launched the National Artificial Intelligence Initiative Office. Well, I guess that activated Space Force and its quantum computer that would put us and the world on the gold standard. Provide a transparent and instantaneous quantum voting system for our first restored republic election in March 2021. Plus, provide the platform for a top secret global broadcast satellite program that would override all TV screens for President Trump's worldwide addresses. All right, during this coming weekend to January 20, there will be food and supply shortages, on and off outages of communication, media and social media, plus ATM and credit card transactions disruptions. You're advised to be prepared. The alliance was composed of President Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping or whatever, Iraq Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi, whatever, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, white hats in the Department of Defense, headed by Secretary of Defense Chris Miller, Under Secretary of Defense Intel Ezra Cohen Watnick, and General Michael T. Flynn. Q composed of around 800 special ops who advised President Trump, including Pentagon generals, Chairman Joint Chief of Staff Mark Milley, Vice Chief John Hayden, General James McConville, Admiral Michael Gilday, General C.G. Brown, General Paul Nakasone, and General J. Raymond Anand's Volunteer Patriots, headed by JFK Jr., the National Security Agency and various militaries across the globe in COF units, including the international force authorized to make arrests in any country, Interpol, plus the U.S. Marines, National Guard, and Special Ops units. They're everywhere. So, like, it's just a takeover all over. So, anyway. And that's basically what I'd written down here, because I didn't read all of this article. So, anyway.